Now, 7th onwards, Kunti Devi is describing the difficulties that she had gone through. As I was mentioning the other day, that Krishna puts his devotees into difficulties because then only comes the question of saving them. If there is no difficulty, is there any consideration of saving? Or like if you are, say for example, if everything is peaceful, everything is going on nicely, do you call the police? Huh? Only when somebody attacks you or there is some danger, then you call the police. And the police comes and saves you, protects you. So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead puts his devotees into difficulties in order to show the rest of the world how he protects his devotees. It is not that that if you become a devotee, then your life will become full of difficulties. People have that misconception. People say, don't become a devotee of Krishna, then there will be lots of difficulties. But those difficulties are created by Krishna. Devotees are put into those difficulties for Krishna to show the world how he protects his devotees. Like the other day we were discussing about Bharat Maharaj, when he became Jara Bharat, he was taken by the dacoits to be slaughtered in front of Kali. And what was Jara Bharat's attitude? Did he try to defend himself? No. He just submitted himself to that situation. Even when they just put him to be slaughtered, offered to Kali, he was, even at that point, he is not protesting or trying to defend himself. But although he did not want to defend himself, but Kali came out, piercing through her image, murti. She manifested herself, picked up the chopper from the hand of that dacoit. And with that chopper, Kali started to slaughter them. So this is how the Lord protects his devotees, and the Lord's devotees, like Kali is a devotee, she is a Vaishnavi. She has a terrible